This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Deacon Joe, and we're going to proclaim the Word of God. I am looking at Romans 7, and I am looking at verse 31. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is Christ who died, yes, who was raised and who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Hardship, distress, peril, the sword? No, nothing can separate us from the love of God that comes through Christ Jesus. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. You finally did the unpardonable sin. He's a rotten liar. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, who is our mercy, our forgiveness, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, our God. Nothing can separate you from the love that comes through Christ Jesus. You might be experiencing pain, even separation because of your sin. Run to confession. Don't walk. Run. Get rid of it and ask the Lord for mercy and that you would not do it again. By grace, only by grace. Can't do it on your own. You see, the enemy comes like a lion roaring for someone to devour. The Bible says, resist him steadfast in the faith. All the brethren are going through the same experience throughout the world. Oh, yes. We are all tempted. My temptation won't be like yours, and your temptation won't be like mine. But we are all tempted. Our only recourse in temptation is Jesus Christ. He's the recourse. He's everything. Your temptation is not greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've done it so many times. Listen, God's not counting. God just has come to me. I want to give you peace again. Confess your sins. I want to give you peace again. That's what God's saying in Jesus Christ. Torment and you're lost forever. That's hell. That's the devil himself. Okay. You fell. You sinned. It's time to run back to confession. Don't look at your sin. Look at Jesus, the face of Christ, who says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Well, Deacon Joe, I'm so glad to have you today. I want you to tell us about the love of Christ in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. As you were sharing, what came to mind was the scene, the resurrection scene where the apostles' disciples were in the upper room and they were freaking out, thinking that they were going to be killed next. They had just committed a serious sin, turning from the Lord, really doubt and unbelief, running away as he was killed. And what does Jesus do? He comes through the door, and the first thing he says is, peace be with you.
Yes.
That his deepest desire is to bring us the kingdom order into our hearts, the peace of his life, deep within the fiber of our being. And then after that, eventually the Holy Spirit comes and he sends him out on mission. But it begins with the peace of the kingdom deep within us. And he longs to give that to us. He longs to give that to us.
And peace is not only peace. It's good health. It's many blessings. It's walking in Christ Jesus. Shalom. That's what we need, the shalom of Christ Jesus. Not only peace, but everything that comes with peace. Forgiveness, mercy, love, compassion, all from the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't hold your sin against you. Okay, you fell for the 100th time. It's time to run for forgiveness. We are so weak. All of us are so weak. The Bible tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. Me too. Me too. When I fall, what do? I run to confession. I run to self. I repent. I need Jesus. I repent. And you want to know what? Jesus is in the car with me as I'm repenting. Not only when the priest does it, but Jesus is here with me. I believe it, I know it, and it's real. I don't care what you've done. It's time to come back. Time to come back. And you need to ask that the Lord Jesus give you 100% heart and mind for him. That when you're tempted by these sins, God would give you the grace to walk away from them. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. And we all have our pet sins. Your pet sin is not my pet sin. It's about who we are. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what I want for you. And that's what I want for us. Life more abundantly.
The Lord wants to give us life with peace, with shalom. Shalom isn't just a lack of war. Peace isn't just lack of war. It's a kingdom ordering in our lives. It's an ordering across our minds, our memories, emotions, across our bodies, across our finances. The Lord wants peace across every dimension of our being. He doesn't want crazy. Jesus, in Romans 8:32, the Lord says, or Paul says, he who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? That includes the peace of the kingdom, the ordering of the kingdom, the righteousness of the kingdom. If you don't feel like you can get up and run to Jesus, ask for the grace to get up to run to Jesus. If you don't feel like you can step back from the pet sin, ask Jesus for the grace. So many times we're looking outside of ourselves for all of these things when Jesus just wants us to look at him. Hebrews 12:2, keep our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith. Keep our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith. Yes. who pours out the grace that we might step into his life, into his way, into his thinking. He says, repent and believe in the gospel. He wants us to think like he thinks.
Yes.
And he empowers us to think like he thinks. He doesn't ask us to do things that are impossible. He does ask you to do things that are impossible, but he gives us the grace. He gives us the grace to do it. If we think we can do it on our own, then we're given into a heresy. Then we're Pelagian. We can't do anything without Jesus.
That's right.
Disconnected from the vine, we will wither and die. We will be thrown into eternal fire.
That's right.
That's the reality of what he's teaching. Jesus is so emphatic that nothing is stopping him from his mission of trying to draw us back to him. Nothing is stopping us, or nothing is stopping him from his mission of trying to draw us back to him.
And he's doing that for you today. Draw us back to Jesus. Draw us back to Jesus. Church, be drawn to Jesus today. Not to the church, but to Jesus Christ. Be drawn to the author and finisher of our faith. Be drawn to Christ so that you can be Christ in the world. Christ in the world as you're drawn to Jesus. You see, the people don't want Father Tom. They want Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not Jesus. But it is my vocation to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every moment, every day, every week, every month, every year. That's my experience surrender. As I surrender, God touches people, because a surrendered heart brings the life of Jesus to people. Is your heart surrendered today? I know it was the weekend and you did things you shouldn't have done. Get to confession. Start again. I know how it is to start again. It's against our mind. It's against us that I haven't gone very far. I've got to start again at A, B, and C. It's time to start again. Don't be fooled by the devil. You've done the unpardonable sin. He's a rotten liar.
Amen. If we think that we can come up with something that Jesus can't forgive, then basically we're God. There's nothing that we can do that the Lord can't forgive other than refusing his mercy. And this reminds me of the passage where Jesus sends out the 72 to go proclaim the kingdom, that you and I are empowered by the Lord, set free by the Lord, forgiven by the Lord, and then sent out to proclaim the kingdom. The 72 are sent out, but right before that, this is just an example. If Jesus doesn't look at our past, our history, he looks at our destiny. He looks at what he's calling us into. He looks at the mission of releasing the love of the Father into the world. Before the 72 were sent out, Jesus was with his disciples. They couldn't cast out a demon. Then they were arguing about who is the greatest. Then they didn't believe what he was saying about being handed over to the authorities. Then they wanted to cast fire on a town that wasn't believing in him, that wouldn't welcome him. Then he was asking a bunch of people to follow him, and they were like, well, let me go bury my dead. You know, let me go do this. Let me go do that. Despite all of these failures that led up to the sending of the 72, he still sent the 72. In other words, your sins, my sins, our failures are not a stopping point for the Lord. He wants to forgive us. He wants to dip us in his mercy. He wants to transform us, transform our hearts, and send us out to release the love of the Father, to release the love of the Father that the world is aching to experience.
I love that statement. Dip us in his mercy. Like a donut. Dip us in his mercy. Only mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy, that's what he has for you. Not pain and suffering. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's his plan. I know you're going through a hard time. I know it. I've been there. Not today, but I've been there. Not so recently, too. And you know what happens that I have to do in a hard time? I have to trust Jesus. I come to the microphone, and if I'm having a hard time, the enemy says, hey, you're going to speak. You're a hypocrite. You're having a hard time. You're no better than anyone else. Oh, he's telling the truth. I am no better than anyone else. But I come to Jesus as I am. I don't have to put on airs. I don't have to pretend. And when I come to you, if I am in pain or if I have been disobedient, I need to repent. I'm just like you. That's why I'm on the air today. Because I'm just like you. No better, no worse. But I know where to go when I fall. I run to Jesus Christ. I know where to go when I sin. I run to the Lord Jesus. What about you? What about you? Who are you running to? The devil saying you did it, and it's no more mercy for you. He's a rotten liar. Run to Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't keep your eyes on yourself. If you keep your eyes on yourself, you're going to fall into the mud. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith and of our salvation.
I just want to share a beautiful prayer from St. Teresa of Avila along these lines. She says, let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. friends, I tell you that God alone is enough.
Yes.
That in our pain, in our suffering, in whatever we're challenged with, that God is the answer. He has the answer. He has the way. He is the way. He's the message and the messenger and the medium of it all. He's the Father's great word for you and I. We aren't just people of the book. We are people of the word, the living word, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Don't believe the lies of the devil. You've done it, and it's too late. No forgiveness for you. He's a rotten liar. Okay, you've done it, and you said you wouldn't do it again. But can I tell you? You did. So what do you do when you did it? You run back to Jesus. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up, that's you, on the last day. That's the will of God, to raise us up on the last day. If I depended upon my sin, you know what I'd be? I couldn't speak a word. My sin has been blotted out when I went to confession. How? By the blood of Jesus. As one of the saints said when she went to confession, I'm going under the blood. Amen.
Amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but but that the world might be saved through him, that condemnation comes from the evil one.
That's right.
If there's words that are sort of, you know, something on our shoulder speaking in our ear, that's condemnation, that's accusation, that's saying you did it again, it's over, give up, that's the enemy.
Yes.
That's the enemy of your soul, the enemy of your salvation, the enemy of your eternal life.
Yes.
All we need to do is turn to Jesus very clearly. The Father's will is that we turn to him, and Jesus does not want to condemn us. He wants to pour out his mercy. He wants to dip us in his mercy. He wants to plunge us into his infinite ocean of mercy that we hear through St. Faustina, the beautiful revelation of divine mercy. And this reminds me of what Father was just saying about confession. Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the prayers that we say to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Mother Mary, Sister Mary Alacoque, Saint Mary Alacoque, shares the story of when these locutions began. Her confessor wasn't sure if this was Jesus or not, so her confessor asked her to ask Jesus what his last confession was. And next time she talks to Jesus, she says, "My confessor wants you to tell me what his last sins were in confession." Guess what Jesus said? Jesus said, "I don't know."
That's right.
He said, I don't know. Why? Because confession is covered in the blood of Jesus. It's cast as far as the east is from the west.
Yes.
Outside of his purview, outside of his memory, it's gone. It's done. All we need to do is run to Jesus and let him pour his blood over us.
There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, not tomorrow. Now. Okay, you did it. I'm going to tell you, there's mercy for you. And you want to know what? When people come to you that are broken and they said, I did it, you can bring them to Jesus. You can pray for them and send them to confession. God uses everything that goes in our lives. Everything, everything. Even sin is used by the Lord. But you've got to take Jesus by the hand. You've got to surrender to Jesus. You've got to give him everything. Everything, that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I have good, I have bad, and I have ugly. I have to give it to Jesus. I don't have to. I want to give it to Jesus. I don't want to live in the bad and the ugly. I want to live in the truth of God, proclaiming the love of Jesus, proclaiming the mercy of the Lord, proclaiming the power of the blood. Oh, the church has the blood on the altar, and very few people proclaim the power of the blood of Christ. Thanks be to God that the blood of Christ speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So today, as we we have a couple more minutes, as we conclude, the Lord wants you to know how much he loves you, that he doesn't hold anything against you. Nothing is held against you. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if you hear that word in your mind tormenting you, just go to the bathroom and flush the toilet. It's not God. It's of the enemy. It's of Satan himself. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever reject. No one, no one, no one. You know what? Even Judas, if he came to Jesus, he would have been forgiven. But he didn't believe. He hanged himself. No, no, no. Run to Jesus. As a sinner, I am running to Jesus. Well, I sin. I don't wait. I run to the Lord, and I run to confession. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. That's me. That's us. That's Deacon Joe. All of us. But we've got to believe it. Believe it, and you receive it. Believe it, and you're set free. You need freedom to believe in the mercy of God. God doesn't give us what we deserve.
Jesus wants to set us free. For freedom, Christ set us free. He wants to set us free. He wants us to run to him so that we can then be an agent of his mercy, an agent of his freedom to those around us. And I just want to share very briefly, over the next 4 evenings at St. Joseph in Quincy, we're running an Encounter School Ministry summer intensive. We're gonna help to just share with folks that join us how to share the love of God in a very practical way in their lives. Through this school, through this opportunity, we've seen the Lord just radically transform people's hearts, minds, and bodies to bring healing and freedom in deep ways. It'll be from 6 to 9, Monday through Thursday this week, St. Joseph's in Quincy. You can sign up at the door. You can use the coupon code FATHERTOM50, FRTOM50, to get a significant discount on entry to join us. But I just want to invite you to this opportunity to just experience God's love and mercy, and then learn some ways to practically pour it out into your sphere of influence when you're at the market, when you're at work, when you're in your family. That Jesus and this faith is not something to be cradled and held tight. It's meant to be proclaimed from the mountaintops. That this mercy of Jesus that we experience when we run to him is not meant to be held in a cloister. It's meant to be proclaimed from the mountaintops. So we're just going to help to equip and activate you in some new ways to be able to share the love of Jesus with others, while he also ministers to your heart and to bring you deeper into the mystery of his love.
Remember what St. Paul said. I am the first of those who committed sin against the Lord. I put to death Stephen. I hated the early Christians. I jailed them. I am the first to receive mercy. No one is worse than me, St. Paul said. And I'm going to tell you, you're not worse than Paul. You're just who you are. And your sin, your darkness, needs to be exposed to the blood of Jesus. No one preaches the blood the way they should. The blood on the altar that we serve and that we drink. No one preaches the blood the way we should. It is the blood that grants us atonement and forgiveness of sin. Thanks be to God for the blood of Jesus. And the blood of the Lamb speaks far more eloquently than the blood of righteous Abel. Abel cried out for vengeance. The blood of Jesus cries out mercy, forgiveness, mercy, divine peace. The blood of Jesus. We need to preach the blood more than ever. We drink it at the altar, but we don't preach it the way we should. The blood of Jesus is our salvation. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb. I remember when I was a lay person, July 1st was the feast of the blood of Christ. I remember it. I knew it was so important. I didn't know why at that time. I knew it was so important. July 1st, the feast of the blood of the Lamb in the past. We celebrate the blood every day through forgiveness of sin through the blood of Christ. Yes, Christ gave us a sacrament. You might not believe that, but it's true anyway. Go, therefore, into all the world, preach the good news, and as they come to you, bring forgiveness of sin to them. Peace be with you. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Go to confession. Run there. Get right with God. And when you're at confession, tell the priest, I surrender my life to Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we love you, we praise you, and we bless you. Touch your people and heal them miraculously. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.